Back at home station, I always tell the children that go to religious education that saints are like Pokemon, you gotta catch them all. But think about it. Saints have what we would call spiritual unique powers or gifts given to them. They teach each and every one of us that we are all called to be saints. And God calls us in different ways, different terms, and endows us with different gifts. But we all have this one call, the call to fulfill our baptismal vocation, the vocation that we have heard in the second reading from the first letter of Saint John, the vocation to be children of God. The saints tells us that we all had a past. We have all sinned, but we all too have a future. A future in God, a future full of grace, the future full of love. Sainthood, sanctification, and a way of holiness is not just reserved for priests, for religious, or for some people. Each and every one of us are called to be saints. By how we conform our life to Christ and how we seek Christ in our own lives. Each and every one of you here, sitting here, perhaps might not be a canonized saint, but each and every one of you, including me, hopefully, knocking on wood, that one day we will be saints in heaven, seeing God face to face and to be with one another. This is our hope. This is what we live for. This is what we're called for. And in a very particular way, I would like to invite you to learn a little bit more about your saints. The saints, I don't know about you, but being a Vietnamese, when we were baptized, we were given a patron saint. Mine is Saint Francis Xavier. And when I was confirmed, I was given Saint John the Baptist. I think many of you were given a confirmation saint. Learn more about your confirmation saints. Or learn about the different saints and see how they sought holiness, how they live out their life. Seek inspirations from them and see that none of them were made perfect. None of them were perfect, but they loved Christ until the very end. This is what we're called to be. Don't be afraid to be saints. I need you to be saints. And I need you to pray for one another and help each other so that we can grow in holiness. So that one day when we see God face to face, when He wipes away all of our tears, when our journey is finished, we'll be with one another and we'll say, Lord, it is worth it. Lord, you know that I have loved you. Lord, I have kept the faith. And I have stayed until the very end.